Welcome to the Empty Nest Kitchen, where we're finding fun in the kitchen now that the kids have flown the coop. I'm Christine Van Bloom, a cooking teacher with over 25 years of experience, here to show you tips, tricks, and joy in your kitchen, all while trying something new. Let's get cooking. Well, hello and happy day. I wanted to talk to you about something that is all the rage right now, and that is tinned fish. Now, if you're a fish hater, I totally understand, but I want you to do me a favor and just take a listen, because tinned fish is sweeping the country. 7 years after Bon Appetit and Food and Wine called it the thing, now tinned fish is really having its moment, and it is nationwide, worldwide, it is really gaining in popularity. Now, when I think tinned fish, I used to always go back to those little cans of sardines, you know, the kind that you can just get at the grocery store, or the anchovies. I'm married to an anchovy lover for sure. And it doesn't matter how gray or brown or hairy they are. He is all about those anchovies. And I've never quite been into it. But 2 summers ago, we took a trip to Portland, Maine, and stumbled upon a place called Eventide Oyster Company. And I love oysters. We both do. And we had a beautiful day. So we went and I thought, oh, we'll just get a nice lunch and get a couple of oysters. And all they were serving were oysters and tinned fish. And it was the first time I had ever seen anything like that on a menu. And I remember being like, okay, I'm not feeling too adventurous today. So I am going to try this tuna that they have with onions. Two of my favorite thing. And they served it to you. Oh, I don't know if it was a little quarter sheet pan or an eighth sheet pan. And it was literally the tin of fish. They had peeled the lid off. There were crackers. There might have been some butter in there. It was very simple. It was a really simple presentation. And I gave it a try. And on my very first bite, I was sold. It was so fantastic that I went and purchased 3 more cans to bring back home with me. Now, I have just used the last can because I was being really judicious with it, because it was so darn tasty. I couldn't even believe it. The onions were cooked, the tuna's cooked. It just melded together in this really delightful melange of awesomeness. And I started to really think about how to work with tinned fish and play with tinned fish, and if it was something that people would even be interested in. Well, a couple of weeks ago, this fantastic woman that I'm working with sent me a box of 8 cans of fish, 8 tins of fish from a company called Fishwife. Now, you may have heard of Fishwife because they were recently on Shark Tank, and it is a company wholly devoted to selling different varieties of tinned fish. One of the things that I like about them, other than their super tasty product, is that their packaging is so incredibly bright and colorful. I think I would describe it as maximalist for anyone interested. And I got this sample pack of 8 different kinds. There were salmon, I think there were some mussels in there, different flavors, using a chili crisp from a company called Fly by Jing. You may have heard of them. They are well known for their chili crisp. But it was such a neat gift, and I was so floored by it. We had a party a few weeks ago for the end of the academic team season. My husband is the MC and writes thousands of questions, way too many questions, And at the end of the season, I like to throw a really casual little shindig for anybody who has helped him. He got a little help writing questions this year, and for the folks that are part of his team that puts this all on. And it's a great time. Well, I was feeling super lazy that day, so I decided instead of making a big dinner, because it's a little later, they wouldn't get to my place till around 8:30, that I was just going to do charcuterie. So I pulled all of that out, went to the store, and then I thought, I have these cool tins of fish. Why don't I test the waters a bit and see if anyone is interested? And I just took two of the more basic ones and opened them up and put them on the charcuterie board just in the tin, just like I had gotten it at Eventide. And I kid you not, I have a neighbor who just about lost his mind. It was the greatest. It was so good. That tinned fish went so quickly. It really made an impression on me. So I am now all about the tinned fish era that I'm in. And I was trying to look around and find some different sources for different types of tinned fish, if this is something that rocks your world. And of course, like I mentioned, there's a company called Fishwife. Another big player is a company called Patagonia Provisions. And you'll find you can do a sample from them. And I don't want you to think that this tinned fish is going to cost you $3 a can. It's not. This is good fish that is taken care of and prepared with love. So you're going to pay, oh, I'm thinking anywhere from $8 to $10 to $12 for a can, depending on what you're looking at. I looked at a company called Lata, L-A-T-A, and they even had some more of the pricey versions of this. And I'm still willing to give it a try, but instead of buying four cans, you know, I'll buy one to see what I think of it. It's really a fun thing to try. And I'm going to link for you the fish with onions that I had tried initially, because I found it, believe it or not, on Amazon. So I just ordered three more cans of it, and I'm so thrilled. If you wanted to throw your own shindig, your own tinned fish shindig, and I'm actually planning on doing this in a couple of weeks. We're going to do an eclipse thing, and we're going with a group that's pretty adventurous in their eating. So I thought it would be really fun to bring the tinned fish with me, have all of these different varieties, and then all of the accoutrement that would go with it. My husband and I will call this a carpet picnic. You know, we'll just hang out and have the tins and do the thing. And that's what I'm going to do with this group. But I really thought, what makes this cool? What do you need to do? And how do you need to present it for it to be something not only that people go, oh, that's unique, but that they enjoy it? So I think about the classic accoutrement for charcuterie, and then you want to think about balancing out the fish. A lot of these fishes will come packed in oil, and of course, oil is really rich, so you want to balance it out typically with something tangy or something that's a bit acidic and has kind of a sharp flavor, because if everything you have is fatty, it just kind of sits on your tongue. It's just kind of a dead feeling on your tongue. So balance is really important when you're doing something like this. And it's super cool to have color and different items on the board when you're doing this. Now, I'll use just a charcuterie board. I have this big round board that I got at Home Goods. It's got a couple of handles on it. I love it. I'll take the tins of fish and open them and just place them around the board. Then, either piled on the board or, depending on what it is, maybe in a little dish, I will do some pickled red onion, because pickled red onion is totally one of my very favorite things. So easy to do, keeps in the fridge for weeks, really good stuff. I'll do some cornichon, which look like little baby pickles. They're not my favorite, but lots of people just love those. I will do lemon wedges, and then I always want to have crackers and a really nice crusty bread, like something that has real chew to it, because the fish is going to be fairly soft. I'll also pull out some tapenade, which is an olive kind of dip that you make. And because I don't love olives, I'll probably just buy that pre-made. You could make it yourself if that's your vibe. But this, for me, the whole idea of this is easy. Keep it easy. Keep it simple. So I'll do a tapenade. I'll do some olives. I'll definitely have some Dijon mustard, but I'll also do some coarse grainy mustard because I like it texturally, and it does have a really different flavor from the Dijon, which is prepared with white wine, which is one of the reasons, you know, we call it Dijon. It comes from the Dijon area of France. I'll also do a really nice salted butter. And this, and I know I just said salted because I'm an unsalted girly, but I'll do a really nice high quality butter. This is where you're going to use your Plougra or you're going to use your Kerrygold, the expensive butter in the foil package. And if you want to go with unsalted, fantastic. We'll hark back to our first episode where I was feeling salty, and let's sprinkle it with some Malden salt. And I would actually take that butter, even though it comes in a stick form, I would take that butter and I would beat the butter. Either you can do it by hand, or you can use the beater on a KitchenAid, or even a handheld mixture. But I'm going to fluff that butter up a little bit. I don't want it to be thick and really sliceable. I want it to be really spreadable. And this is a great avenue, too, to try something like an aioli, which is typically a garlic mayonnaise. Now, once you've got an aioli on there, from food safety perspective, right, you either want to keep it cold on there or you don't want to have it on the board for too long. I would definitely have it in a little dish. I'd make it, or if you're feeling, you know, like keeping it easy, you could mash a garlic clove with a little bit of salt and then mix that into some prepared mayonnaise. I would always go with Duke's, even though, you know, I don't know, some people get very possessive of whatever their mayonnaise is, but I would do it that way, keep it very, very simple. You could even add like a pepper jelly, something like that to it. Think about the sweet and the hot working against the fish. I just think that's super yummy. I love that idea. You can take crusty brown bread, or like, have you ever seen the brown cocktail bread? It's kind of in a little square loaf, maybe 2 or 3 inches square. A dark bread would be really fun for this, to lay that all out. So on that board, I've got the tins of fish. I've got all of the little accoutrements, my lemon wedges, all that. And then I'm filling in the holes with crackers. And I would go plain cracker here. I don't think I'd go with a lot of flavors. I'd go with something plain. I would do that crusty bread. I'd do the brown bread and have that all set up. I just think that would be fantastic, so tasty. It's a quick presentation, and if you have tins of the fish just waiting in your cupboard, this is something you can probably whip out without too much difficulty. There's a trick I like to use when we have, you know, the inexpensive sandwich bread. I will take that. I will cut the crusts off, cut it into triangles, and then like quarter triangles, not just half, and then spray it with a little olive oil on both sides and toast it. And that makes a really great, quick little canapé that you can make with that. It's super simple. You could use your air fryer. You can use your oven, whatever you do, just get that toasted and make it really nice. And they look cute because they're diamonds or triangles. It works really, really well. So now let's talk about the kind of fish that we're getting in these, because this is not, you know, you're not getting your Chilean sea bass or whatever that is. This is kind of taking the basic stuff and putting it in the can. So you're going to find varieties of tuna. You're going to find varieties of mackerel. And I actually think these are kind of your starter fish. If you are new to this, these are the ones you want to get started with. Even a salmon, if that's your vibe. These are the ways to dip a toe in this fishy water and give it a taste with something that's perhaps a bit more familiar. And maybe you don't want to go with big flavors, big tastes that are added to it. You want to keep it simple so you can use all of the little elements you've brought on board. Now, sardines, mussels, anchovies, these are also part of the mix here. And to me, this is once you're graduated and you're ready to give it a try. White anchovies, I have to tell you, if your the hair on the back of your neck just stood up a little at the mention of anchovies, I totally feel you. Because those grocery store anchovies, that's one thing. But if you have ever had a white anchovy, it's a whole new world. This is the sophisticated anchovy. They are so tasty. They are so good. And they're not the salt bombs that the ones you get at the regular grocery are. They're very, very different, I promise you. If you have never tried a white anchovy and you are a fish lover, I highly recommend that you give one a try. We have an Italian restaurant here in town, and one of their apps are white anchovies on a little piece of toast with a little something green sprinkled on there. I like the green sprinkle. It's a different flavor that comes into play. Oh my goodness, it is so good. It's so different. Sometimes you can also get the white anchovies in a jar, and you can actually see them. They're more along the lines of a sardine in shape instead of those little nasty fillets. And you might like them. I don't know. My mother-in-law loved them, just like my husband. But try a white anchovy. And these sardines, I remember back in the day, my dad, you know, opening a can of sardines and me holding back the gagging, those sort of thing. But this is different. I want you to think of this as an upscale option, as a fun option, because again, this isn't inexpensive. You are going to pay probably in the neighborhood of about 10 bucks a tin, okay? So if you're looking to do this, you can buy as many tins as works for your world and then fill it in with other things. Maybe your friends aren't into this. That's totally fine. We have done a tinned supper. We did one with our next door neighbors. You could tell they didn't quite know what to think. But Trader Joe's has these great big beans in a little can, gigante beans. And you could knock that out. That would be a great accompaniment to this as well. That would be fun. Trader Joe's also has an eggplant salad in a little can. Think about just making it cute, making it fun, and trying different things. And that also works well if you have a non-fish lover. But I will say, this is probably an event you want to do when the folks around you all like fish, because this has a lot of pungency to it. And you just want to make sure that you've got a little something for everyone. But I'm telling you, you get a fish lover in here, they are going to pound through those tins of fish. So I hope that you will give all of these guys a try. I'm going to link in the show notes the different purveyors that I had mentioned previously. And then I'm also going to put a link to that wonderful, I kid you not, the tuna with onions did not taste anything like I expected it to taste at all. And it was absolutely fantastic. It had so much umami to it, so much flavor to it. And it was a great entree into loving on the tinned fish. So remember, you can always see what classes are coming up at emptynestkitchen.com. Have some friends, want to do a team building online? I'm happy to do that too. So until next week, when I have a really fantastic guest coming on to talk about pasta, I'll see you soon. Have a great day.